Okay, I want to continue today, part two of Baruch Sha'amar. Baruch Sha'amar, we mentioned yesterday, we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulol Batish Bachos. So you had a discussion, what is the significance of all different expressions that are used to give praise to Hashem? Why do we specifically focus on the word Batish Bachos Shevach? So we had one approach yesterday from the Baruch Sha'amar of Baruch Epstein. I saw another interesting idea from Rabbi Ashkenazi.
Which one?
The Av Bez of Kfar Chabad, of Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi. Very, very big Talmud Chacham. And he has a big piece, and he brings a lot of examples. The Tamsis Hadvarim, he takes note that in Shmona Esrei, when we recite Modim, so when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Modim, we all respond with a private Modim. Modim anachtu loch shu'ato hu Hashem lokeinu v'havseinu lokei kol basar v'chulu v'chulu. And we conclude Baruch Kel HaHodos. So why is it that when we conclude Baruch Sha'amar, we conclude Melech Mehulol Batish Bachos, and in Modim we conclude Baruch Kel HaHodos? Now, to make things more complicated, what about Yishtabach? How do we conclude Yishtabach? We conclude Kel HaHodos as both. Adon HaNifloos HaBocher B'Shirei Zimmer Melech Kel Chei HaOlamim. The whole bracha is a bracha of Yishtabach. The bracha begins with Yishtabach, which is Shevach. And the bracha concludes Kel Melech Godol Batish Bochos Kel HaHodos. So why here do we have both? Yishtabach, Godol Batish Bachos, and Kel HaHodos. So his basic yisod, he brings many rayas to this, is that the expression of Shevach is a general praise used for Hashem. It refers to giving praise to Hashem as an outsider, as an observer. I look at the world, I say, wow, look at that. Hashem did this, Hashem did this, Hashem did that. The word Shevach is used in reference to what Hashem has done for the world, for mankind, for people. The word Hoidah is personal. What have you done for me? Therefore, when we say the brach of Modim Derabbanan, one of the popular Jerushim, why is it that for all the other brachas we just listen? Chazar Zashatz, you go into a... turn off your mind, you have an amazing, only Jews can do this. Only a Jew can behave, can go into a frame of mind when you go to Chazor Hashatz, you totally tune off, autopilot, Shliach Tzibur says Chazor Hashatz, and you're supposed to be listening to every single word of the Shliach Tzibur, and you're able to think about everything under the sun. And then when it comes to Modim, it's a rude wake-up call. Modim anachdu lach. You also have to say Modim. Why? Why can't the Shliach Tzibur? He was doing such a good job. He said for us Atochone, and he said to us Slach Lonu, and he said to us Ashiveinu, and he asked for Parnasa. The Shliach Tzibur, you're doing such a good job. Why do you have to wake me up? And why do I have to also respond with Modim anachdu lach? The answer is you can't say thank you. When it comes to saying thank you, a person has to say thank you himself, because thank you must be personal. It's not enough for the Shliach Tzibur to say thank you on behalf of the Tzibur. That is precisely why the expression used to conclude the brach of Modim Derabban is Baruch Kel HaHodaos. The whole essence of the Modim Derabban is it's personal. And therefore I cannot fulfill my obligation by having the Shliach Tzibur saying it on my behalf. I must say it personally, yeah.
But if that's the case,
yeah,
that should have been said by Yechidus. Rather than as part of the
well, it is
Hashatz.
You do will be yeah.
I'm saying that if it's for the individual, then
yes,
it should go with the Amida that said the Yechidus.
Okay, so the Amida you also say it in the Amida. You also mention Hoida. Modim is Lashon Hoida.
But
the conclusion is different. I agree. The conclusion of Modim is Well, how do we conclude modem? Hatoshim cholochano elahodos. So we do glue with lahodos. We do have lahodos. But now when you say that, but that's not enough. When the Shliach Tzibur says Hatoshim cholochano elahodos, that's not going to cover for all the individual people. The Shliach Tzibur will include Hatoshim lochanoa lehishtabeach, lochanoa lelitin shavach. Then the people in the audience can be yotze with the words of the Shliach Tzibur. Being the whole essence of modem is to make it personal, and the essence of the word chayda is personal. That's why you say it, and that's why you conclude with the word Baruch Kel HaHoda. So this is very. So now later, why is Yishtabach now both?
No, I don't. Why is the Shliach Tzibur then saying modem at all in the Chazaras
Hashas? It's part of the Nusach HaTfila, because the it has to be Chazaras Hashas. It has to be Chazaras Hashas. The Nusach of Chazaras Hashas must include in it Haidah, and he says it on behalf of the entire tzibur, for those of the people who don't know how to read. He says it. But when he says it, part of the minhag is that we also want to make it personal. And being that we make it personal, the precise word to show that it's personal is the word Baruch Kel HaHodos.
And we say it silently. We don't say it loudly, Kedusha. Everyone's
right, to himself. Everyone's to yourself, because you must make it personal. This is a very important yesod. Shevach is a term that is used consistently. He gives many examples. Is used as a term. You praise Hashem as an observer. I'm an observer. I'm sitting in the audience. I'm watching the show. Hashem has done many things. A person has to lesader chayiv adam. Well, there's different expressions that you wrote down. I don't know exactly. Everything's all mixed up here in my notes. But you're an observer, and when you're an observer, you give shevach. When it's personal, you give hoidah. Baruch Sha'omar is a bracha. You are praising Hashem as an observer. Look what you've done. Baruch Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. Baruch Omer V'Yoseh. Baruch Oseh Mekayim. I'm an observer. Baruch, you say, Melech Mehulol Batish Bochos. Modin, Baruch Kel Hados. You've done this for me, you've done that for me. It's personal. Now here's the point he makes, a beautiful point. When you go through the entire Psuke de Zimra, the goal is to go from the observer to transform into what's personal. And he elaborates on this idea by explaining that's really what you do when you sing Shira. He says these two ideas of Shevach and Hoidah correspond to Zemer and Shir. And again, you have to see the Sefer. There's a lot of different examples which are a little bit beyond me, and all the little nuances. But he shows that there are two different ways to sing. There's Zemer, Psukei de Zimra, and then there is something called, there's something called Shira. Psukei de Zimra in the Gemara is, what is Psukei de Zimra in the Gemara? There's no such thing as Vayivarech David. And there's no such thing as Lechosim Marbris, and there's no such thing as Oz Yashir. All the only thing that's called Psukei de Zimra are the Halalukas. And the Halalukas, they're called Psukim of Zimra. And then when you get to the very end, all of a sudden we've added Oz Yashir, Shira, Vayivarech David es Hashem, Leini Chol Vayom the Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The whole essence of Vayivarech David is also a degree of what's going on. Why do we say Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir, because the Halalukas are Begeder Shevach. All the Halalukas are written from the perspective of an observer. Nothing personal, Hashem. I'm on this world, I observe, look what you've done. You've created the sun, the moon, and you've done this, you've done that, and the whole world functions in the most beautiful way possible, and you sing Psukim of Zemer. Psukim of Zemer corresponds to giving Shevach. The way you give Shevach is with Zemer. It's the more precise word, or the song. Shevach is a description, praise. How do you praise Hashem? With song. The song of Shevach are words, are songs where you stand as an observer. Shir is personal, is Hodah. When you want to make it personal, I want to praise you personally. What have you done for me, Hashem? You've done this, I want to give you Hodah. But I don't want to just say words of Hodah, I want to express it in the form of a song. The song of Hodah is Shir. That's his Yisod. This is his Yisod. A summary of 20 pages. There's two concepts. There is giving shevach and there's giving hoidah. Shevach is praise as an observer. Hoidah is praise as a response to something that you have done to me personally. Now, when you give praise, there are many ways to give praise. You can give praise in the form of song, and you can give praise in the form of words. When you give praise in the form of song, there are two different terms. There is the term zemer and the term shir. When you want to give, fulfill your obligation to give shevach, the song is described as a zemer. Suke de zemra. When you want to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a hoidah, for the personal, then it's described as shira. So the goal of the entire thing that we do from Yishtabach, from Baruch Shammah until we come to Yishtabach is, this is a very powerful limud Musar, is you start out as an observer, but then it gets personal. Like a person goes to a baseball game, if you're very impressed, a child's very impressed, you know, I don't want to just be an observer in the game. I want to be a participant. I want to go and learn how to play. I want to go minor leagues, major leagues. I want to be the manager. I want to make all the money. You want to be a participant. The goal in life is you start out as an observer, and as you progress, you become a participant. Psukei de Zimra starts out with Shevach and concludes with Hoidah. It starts out, how do we have Shevach? With Psukei de Zimra. Then we go into Shira. And that's why Yishtabach summarizes everything that we have accomplished is Gadol Batishbachos Kel HaHodaos.
And go further.
Yeah.
Every Shira Zimra.
The combination of the two together. It could be he says that, right? It could be he says, I don't know, but we merge the two, the Shire Zimra. We take the Shire Zimra together. It's the synthesis of both together. It's a process. It's a very interesting idea. You know, we say these words so many times, you have to understand the deeper meaning of what these words mean.
Well, okay, now, we do mix. What? What? Other places where we mix Shevach and Hodah.
Right. So this is his Yisod. His Yisod is, you'll always find this to be true. Shevach is observer, Hoidah is personal. And the form of song for Shevach is always Zemer, and the form of song for Zimra, for Hoidah is Shir. This is his Ayisa. Now, on a similar note, totally different, but discussing the same issues, is a beautiful Yisod from Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Shimon Schwab says that we all know everything in life is always sur meira v'asei tov. Every time you want to accomplish something in this world, you always have to remove yourself from the forces of evil and attach yourself to the forces of good, of tov. We have the same concept with regard to song. What do we mean? What is a zemer? Zemer comes from the word zomer, to cut. Like
to prune.
Zomer means to prune. So what a psukei de zimra, psukim which cut, to prune. Pruning is to remove the weeds, to remove the things, the impurities. What do we do when we are reciting psukei de zimra? We're cutting, we are singing, and through the song we cut ourselves away from all of the distractions in life, all of the things which are pulling us in the wrong direction. What is shir? Says in Masechet Shabbos, behema, an animal is yotzei, b'shir. What is a shir in Chazal? A collar. The whole, I wrote down the expression, an animal. Okay, Pasuk says, let me find the exact words. A behema on Shabbos is allowed to go out into the street with its collar. And okay, there are other examples in Chazal, but a shear is a collar. What's the purpose of a collar? It's to keep the attachment. It's in order to mechaber the animal to its owner, to make sure your animal, your dog, doesn't get lost. I don't want the dog to separate, to be cut off from its master. So in order to make sure that the animal remains attached, we have a shear, a circle, around the neck of the animal, and that will be mechaber, the animal, to the master. So what do we learn from this here? Shimon Schwab says, the concept of a shear is mechibur, is attachment. So look at that. Zemer comes from the word zomer, to prune, to cut off. Shear is a concept of attachment. And both of these expressions mean song. Zemer means to sing, and shir means to sing. So what's the difference? The difference is, zemer is a form of a song where the primary goal, not the key in music, but the primary goal is to remove the distractions, to remove yourself from things which take you away, which pull you in the wrong direction. Cut yourself off from the distractions. When you're now in a frame of mind that you've been removed from all the distractions to what you've done through the song, now you can go to the higher madrega to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to where you want to be. So that's why we have these two different concepts in Psukei Dezimra. We start out with Psukei Dezimra, and then we go further to Oz Yashiv, Ivarech Dover, and Oz Yashiv, which is Begeder Shira, Sur Meira, V'Asei Tov.
That's very good, because when you sing or you look in notes, half of the song is quiet.
Yeah.
It's got to be this, the pauses between the beats
or yeah.
the notes. So the quiet is the sur meira.
Right. Or the low part is the sur meira. And then when you go to high, you're going into, you're elevating yourself into a new madrega. Every song has a low and a high. Right, a low and a high. The low is the sur meira. So these are two different ideas. We have shevach, hoida, according to Rav Ashkenazi, corresponding to zemer and shira. And we have this other beautiful idea from Shimon Schwab. The difference between zemer is sur meira v'asei tov, psuke de zimra, then going to the high madrega of shira, coming close to the sparkle, the low and the high. Okay, stop here.